with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wonderful planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past few decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you part one of a 14-part series titled The Secrets of Venus, a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai with Supreme Master Television staff concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet as well as other planets.
Thank you. Please be comfortable. Please be seated. Love you guys.
Love you, good Master.
Yeah.
You look okay. Very beautiful, Master.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Master.
All these good, hard-working people. Yeah.
Beloved Master, we feel so lucky to be blessed by your presence today. Thank you so much for sharing some of your precious time. And we are so grateful for everything that you are doing for the Earth and the multitude of beings here.
I can't do it alone. You guys are really great help. Also, all your brothers and sisters, yeah? And the vegetarian outside, the vegan, waterian, fruitarian, solarian, breatharian, etc., as well as the non-vegetarian people. They're also helping a lot now, and they are changing to a vegetarian diet, which is very beneficial to our planet. I'm very happy that you are doing well. I know you're working hard. All these beautiful, exquisite people. My God. I know you wanted to ask me some question long ago, you know, some hot topic, like Venus and all that. But we have been busy, yeah? You know that, right? Yes. And I really squeeze it in, so we can have some time together. Maybe, who knows, we can save the planet. Then you can see me every day whenever you want. Yeah. Okay. Tell me. Yeah. We are discussing stuff, right?
Yes, Master, yes.
Right.
We have lots of questions for you.
Yeah, please. Go ahead. I am listening.
Hi, Master. I have the first question. Scientists reported that billions of years ago, Venus could have had oceans like Earth, but they dried up partly because Venus was so close to the sun. Still, the presence of water could have mean that there was physical life there, and scientists believe today that there's microbial life. Was Venus ever like Earth, sustaining life?
Yes, it was, yes. It was once a beautiful planet, and now it's no more. There's no life up there at all, not life as we know of, yeah? It's a pity, no?
The beings that were there before, did they look like us?
Yes. Yeah, they did look like us.
So how does it happen that Mars, Earth, and Venus were all inhabited by humanoid-looking beings like us? Did we have similar ancestors? Thank you, Master.
Yes, we have only one ancestor. That is God, huh? Yes. But some fallen angel. Now, the reason they look similar to us, because we had the similar merit, yeah? Mars, Venus, and some other planet in our galaxy. In our galaxy only, yeah? Don't ask so too far away, then I will never get out of samadhi. Your question is simple, but I have to check, okay? It takes some time. And also, we have been physically busy for the planetary survival. So I had to sacrifice your request and put it back, you know, up to today. And I try very hard to get it in today. Yes? Okay?
Thank you, Master.
Yes. Tell me, what else?
Mars is known today as the red planet and Venus is boiling hot.
Yes.
Did Venus ever have a landscape similar to Earth with thriving life and green hills, blue seas, or did it have a different landscape?
Yes, yes, they have similar. Our neighboring planet, like Venus, Mars, have similar landscape. Some are more strikingly exquisite, more beautiful. Perhaps if we have time a little later on, or your question comes up, I will tell you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
How technologically advanced were the Venusians before the mass destruction?
Very advanced. Much more than us. Sadly, only technology advancement. Yeah, not much else, and that's why. You see, they have been a little bit too materialistic, huh? They have been very proud of their own achievement and pay very little attention to the divine nature of the inner kingdom. They were too proud. They had too much advantages from technology, and they think they are God. Yes? They thought they could do anything they want. In fact, almost physically. Let me see if I have anything there for you. Okay. Go ahead, and then maybe I can tell you some other things.
Was there an enlightened master before the time of the destruction on Venus?
There have been, but they destroyed them immediately. You see, I told you they have been too proud of their material achievement and too arrogant to listen to anyone who talk about something abstract like God or something like value of the inner kingdom or moral standard, etc. Therefore, none of the masters survived. And later, no more master was sent there, of course. Just a few beginning, and they almost terminated them immediately.
Master, how many people practiced spiritually at the time?
How many people? None, baby, none.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Sorry about that. This Venus, only, yes? Any more question?
That's it. Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Master, did the Venus inhabitants have a solution like being vegan before the mass extinction?
No. No. They know nothing about vegan, about compassion, about the interconnectedness between lives. And that's why they faced such a terrible end. Worse than Mars.
And what kind of disaster occurred on Venus?
Explosive and poisonous gases from livestock as well. And that in turn trigger other gases, from all sides. And then they just explode within a few weeks, like 8 or 9 weeks. Everything was completely destroyed. and they are annihilated because of the big explosion from under the earth, from like a volcanic type, and gas from the ocean, and of course from the animal. They all together exploded the whole planet, the whole population died because of explosive and poisonous gases.
Thank you, Master.
You are welcome. It's sad.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
There seems to be many planets that have undergone this planet-threatening crisis that Earth is going through due to the eating habits of its inhabitants. Why is meat-eating such a hindrance to the evolution of the planet?
Well, you see, only the low-level consciousness of those planets that have inhabitants with low-level consciousness have been destroyed or ruined. Not the high-level one, eh?
Okay.
Of course, there are countless of them. I'm very sorry to say. Maybe I have it here somewhere. Around 5 billion planets have been destroyed or in similar fate as Venus or Mars, yes.
Thank you. Did Maya instigate this same test over all planets with the meat-eating habit and the destruction of the planet?
Yes, yes. That's a Maya work. Of course, the king of the devils, the chief of the negative force, they want to destroy the children of God. And if people are not listening to the divine intuition and our spiritual guidance, then of course they fall into this trap. Surprisingly, so easy to fall. Yeah.
Understand. Thank you, Master.
You are welcome.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
And were you ever on Venus?
No. No. But I have been on other Venus. Yeah? Not that Venus. Yeah. There were four Venuses in our galaxy. Yeah? They are so named because they are all similar. Yes? Similar in size, similar landscape, similar beauty. They call them Venus. Yeah? Okay? Yes. And two of them were destroyed. One is destroyed, and we still see now, you know, with the hot gases all over on the planet, yes, and all the life is terminated. And there's another Venus also destroyed, completely exploded, completely gone to dust in a sudden moment. And now we still have two more Venuses, which are very beautiful. Much more advanced in technology than our planet. And luckily, on the Venus, yeah, the population up there, only 1/4 of them are eating meat and also very sparsome. And the rest, yeah, 3/4, they're all vegetarian.
Wow.
Or vegan. Therefore, they still can have their planet. The other two planets, one is still there but boiling hot, and the other completely incinerated by explosive gas.
Understand?
Yeah. Because there are some poisonous gas that has been built up also underneath of the surface of that Venus, the second one. Not the hot one now, but the second one, the exploded one. Poisonous gas has been built up inside the core of that planet. The planet has an empty core inside, and the poisonous gas has also been built up in there, as well as built up in the atmosphere of the planet. And that's why that Venus, I just say the fourth Venus, was completely gone, like dust.
Understand?
Explode it. Completely disappear. And the whole planet, not just people.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
We thank you for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled The Secrets of Venus. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.